I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 9th. So far, 20 residents have taken out nomination papers to run for elective office in Quincy this year. Papers became available at the city clerk's office this past Tuesday. They're due back at City Hall with the signatures of 50 registered Quincy voters by July 15th. Now, the incumbent councilors in all the wards except three have taken out papers to run again. Ward 3 councilor Ian Kane is not running for re-election this year. Walter Hubley and Kathleen Thrun took out papers to run for the Ward 3 seat. Ward 4 councilor James Devine has already returned his nomination papers and has been certified by City Hall. Virginia Ryan has also taken out papers to run for Ward 4. For Ward 6, Deborah Riley, James Coffey, Jason Loeb, and incumbent William Harris have all taken out papers. At-large Councilor Scott Campbell and Noel DeBona have also taken out papers, along with Bill O'Neill, Ali Shaughnessy, Zikwang Yuan, and Andrew Pham. At-large Councilor Nina Liang is not running again. For School Committee, Kai Lee, Kate Campbell, and Tom Leung have taken out papers. Emily Lebo and Doug Guttrow are not seeking re-election. Tina Cahill is. If needed, a preliminary election would be held on September 2nd, and the final election is on November 4th. Maggie McKee is running for the Ward 5 Quincy City Council seat. McKee has formed a campaign committee with the state. She says she intends to seek the Ward 5 seat, currently held by incumbent Dan Minton. Minton is also seeking re-election to that two-year seat. McKee is active in the citizens groups A Just Quincy, Quincy Votes, and the Quincy Tree Alliance. Nomination papers for candidates to run for city council and school committee are available at the city clerk's office and again are due back by July 15th. Quincy-based Quirk Auto Dealerships has made a significant donation to the Quincy College Foundation, becoming the latest organization whose philanthropic support is helping establish a growing number of scholarships for deserving Quincy College students. The $25,000 gift will fund multiple Dan Quirk scholarships named in honor of the company's president, and a portion of the gift will be earmarked for the foundation's general scholarship fund. National Grid will hold a Quincy customer assistance event today from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Four River Clubhouse on Nevada Road in Quincy Point. The utility company says they'll provide information about different programs available to help people pay their energy bills. The new Quincy Animal Care Center on Quarry Street will hold a grand opening ceremony tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the public is invited. The $28 million center will be home to the Quincy Animal Shelter, the Quincy Police Canine Unit, and the Quincy Animal Control Office. Firefighters vs. Cancer will hold a fundraiser Saturday at 7 p.m. at Milton High School to help fund self-test kits for firefighters to screen themselves for cancer. The Clean Comedy fundraiser will feature performances by Tony V, Will Noonan, and Carolyn Plummer. You can visit firefightersversuscancer.org for more information. The Snug Harbor School PTO and the Quincy Police Department will present a bicycle rodeo for kids Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Snug Harbor School on Palmer Street. The event will include a children's bicycle safety course, obstacle course, and child car seat installations and checks. The New England Free Jacks will present Quincy Day to celebrate Quincy 400 Saturday at Veterans Memorial Stadium. There will be live music and refreshments before the Free Jacks play the Chicago Hounds at 4 p.m. The Quincy Choral Society will present I Hear America Singing Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Mary of the Hills Church in Milton. The final concert of the season will feature American choral composers and a new commission by Melissa Dunphy. Visit quincychoral.org for more information. The MBTA is sponsoring a contest to name the three ferries that will be servicing Quincy, Winthrop, and Lynn this summer. Students in grades K through 8 in those communities may compete for a chance to win a $100 gift card for school supplies and a ferry ride pizza party for their class. Winners will also be invited to attend the christening ceremony for their city's ferry. The entries are due by tonight, May 9th at 11:45 p.m. Go to mbta.com for more information. Well, Massachusetts is asking residents to help design a new state seal, flag, and motto with the aim to reflect the state's diversity and heritage. The Massachusetts Seal, Flag, and Motto Advisory Commission is now accepting submissions until June 18th. Commission co-chair Kate Fox invited contributions from all residents, including artists, designers, and community members, to make sure the new symbols resonate with every community in Massachusetts. The commission encourages submissions that incorporate nature-based symbols native to the state, such as the right whale, eastern white pine, elm tree, or cranberries, as well as imagery reflecting Massachusetts geography and maritime heritage. However, participants are not limited to those suggestions and are urged to be creative. Submissions can include design sketches or ideas for the seal and flag, as well as proposals for a new motto. After the submission period closes, the commission will select three final options for each category and hold public hearings to gather feedback before making recommendations. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 254. The NASDAQ rose 189. The S&P added 32. Shares advanced in Europe after a mixed day in Asia as investors pinned their hopes on weekend trade talks between the U.S. and China. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox shut out the Rangers 5-0, and they'll be at Kansas City to take on the Royals tonight at 7:40. And of course, Celtics and Knicks in New York for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinals tomorrow at 3:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, clouds with rain in the afternoon at a high of 54. Rain tonight could be heavy at times, a low of 51. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, and then clouds later, a high of 61. For Mother's Day on Sunday, beautiful, lots of sunshine, high 70 degrees. And nice on Monday, sunny, high in the mid-70s. The marine forecast calls for 2 to 3 foot waves, northeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 10:15 a.m. Sunrise 5:28, sets at 7:52. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 9th.